here's another example of negotiations that can take a long time. The U.S. now plans to sell weapons to Vietnam. That would mark the first time the U.S. has provided arms to a communist country since World War II. The deal was actually agreed on last year, and so far, no weapons have actually flowed into Vietnam. But Patrick Nguyen, with our partner Global Post, says the sale of weapons became more critical as China became more aggressive in the South China Sea.
China has taken these little specks of islands out in the middle of the sea and militarized them. They've added all sorts of military-style accoutrements to these islands, such as jet hangars, artillery emplacements, radar emplacements, and so forth. Their ultimate goal is to dominate the sea and become a military power that controls all the traffic through which the sea passes.
Now, going back to these weapons that the U.S. is selling Vietnam, what kind of weapons are we talking about?
At this point, Vietnam has not bought any U.S. weapons, but the U.S. has said that Vietnam is allowed to buy its weapons. The type of weapons that Vietnam would be interested in would be surveillance. So we're not talking about nukes, we're not talking about tanks, we're not talking about fighter jets. We're not talking about Vietnam becoming like Israel, a state where the U.S. supplies a lot of weaponry. They would like to know what's going on in this sea. They would like to surveil the sea. And the U.S. has highly sophisticated equipment that Vietnam would like to acquire. The question is, Vietnam is not an incredibly wealthy country. Can they afford U.S. weaponry? And how far is the U.S. willing to go in giving them a discount for this weaponry?
Did the U.S. have to change any of its rules regarding selling weapons to communist nations in order to make it possible for Vietnam to buy?
Yeah, this was a White House decision. You know, we have to remember that not too long ago, the label communist was as incendiary as the word terrorist. There has to be a White House decision as to whether or not you can sell weapons to a communist country. And let's remember, there are five nominal communist states: Cuba, North Korea, Laos, China, and Vietnam. Vietnam is now allowed to buy maritime weaponry. So they can't buy tanks, they can't buy jets. They can buy weapons that are related to their navy.
I'm curious how this news is being portrayed in Vietnam.
There's really no political fallout for Vietnam here. Vietnam's Communist Party does not really lose anything by buddying up to America. America is not a boogeyman in Vietnam. Vietnamese people are not, stricken with woe over the Vietnam War. They've moved on. So this is not a liability towards the political system in Vietnam at this point.
What about U.S. relations with China? How is it being viewed there?
Well, China views the U.S. cause in the South China Sea as U.S. meddling. The U.S. also supports another country, the Philippines, in defending its islands against Chinese dominance. So China, in its state-owned newspapers, they've said, look at what the U.S. has done in countries like Libya. Their foreign policy is not to be trusted. Beware of the U.S. when it goes abroad trying to meddle in foreign territory. So they've illustrated it in fairly stark terms.
Patrick Nguyen is with our partner Global Post. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Carol.
You're listening to The World.